We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis. Let me say over the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Chanusha v'chatzer yachal limchais b'yodoi v'loy meloy eini yachal lishon. The people in the chatzer can say, I don't want a store over here because I can't sleep. V'kal nechnasim, v'kal yoytze, people coming in and out. But, ava oysa kelim, yoytze umoyche b'shech ha-shuk. You can make kelim and then sell in the shuk. That's the gear that we have. V'eini yachal limchais b'yodoi. And you can't be moicha. V'loy malay yachalisha. Let me call a pasuk. Come rechem. Can't sleep from the noise. V'loy mekala tanaikas. So, like the Rosh explains, the Maram brings it down already that it's very simple. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Because you can't open a store because you're bringing in outside noise. But you're allowed to produce things in your chatzah. It's your chatzah. That's not a problem. You're not bringing in outside noise. The only problem is it says v'loy mekala tanaikas, which the Gemara is an ass. That's a stira l'chayir from tanaikas. We are assuming means from kids coming from out of the area, and l'chayr we just finished saying that you're not allowed to bring in noise from outside places. That's the Gemara's kasha. So at the Gemara, that's what we were holding yesterday about the Gemara. Maishna Reisha or Maishna Seifa. What's the difference in the Reisha and the Seifa, which we will learn? So and really, Tosfos also points this out that the kasha is dafka from Tinoikis. That's the kasha. Like Tosfos speaks out, Hashta Sakadaita Tinoikis the Seifa Hainu Shabam Liknois Bechanos. Mushmachi Parach Maishna, what's the difference? Until he says the difference mahalach, why Patisha Rechaim is not Shver, we said over the Pshat, the Fidah Rosh. Oma Abaya, Seifa Asa'on Lechotza Acheres. The Seifa is talking about someone who is doing this Tanaikis in a different Chotzer. That means you have neighboring Chotzeris. You have two neighborhoods, one next to each other, two Chotzeris, two neighbors next to each other, and the neighbor opens a school. So the neighbor cannot be moicha on this neighbor. That means he can't be moicha on this neighbor. So Seifa Asal Chazacher, the Seifa says that you can't be moicha, you can't stop someone from bringing in children. It means he bringing children to his chazer, I can't stop him. I'm sitting in my chazer, I can't stop him. You can't stop me either right now for this Gemara. No, you can't. Not Tanoikis, everything. Pasha Rechaim, everything. Tanoikis is a store, everything. Lav Dafka Tanoikis, right? Nafidus Pshat. Echnam Lav Dafka Tanoikis. It's the Rav's Kasha, really. It's really Rav's Kasha. Omli Rav, Ihochi, Listi Chotza Acheres Mutter. Let the Mishnah say that a different Chotzer is Mutter. That's what you say. That you're allowed to open a different Chotzer. Why saying Tanoikis? That really is the Gemara's Kasha. Let's say it. The neighbor Chotzer is Mutter. They're not starting me. Vosap is Tanoikis, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Elam Rava. So Rava answers on top of Chaf Alpha Aleph. Elam Rava, Seifa Asa'on, Litanoikos Shalbis Rabban. Avada, we're talking about your own Chatzah. And we said you could be Meicha from bringing in outside noise into your Chatzah. But Seifa says, Nu Heter, you're allowed to open a Cheder, a school, for children to learn Torah in your chatzar, even though the other people in the chatzar are not happy with this. Like Rashi says, V'apagav the koila ba makamas acherim, le'motze mechuyi. You can't say no to that. You can't stop people and say, don't come in for that. And where does this come from? Umetakonos Yeshua ben Gamla v'eilach. And this comes from Umetakonos Yeshua ben Gamla. We're going to see that Yeshua ben Gamla made a takono that every single neighborhood has to have a cheder, has to have a school. Let them just go to the Beis Medrash to learn. So on that, the Mukir Yisrael speaks out that it's just easier, if it's easier to find the Melamed to teach in the Chatzah, so then that's part of the Takana. The Takana was every neighbor has to have a school, and we make it as easy as possible. I'll read you a lotion of the Mukir Yisrael. He says, V'afa pisha yachal lamdam batik nesiyah shabat medrashois ham yichodim lakach afilohochi loy mitrachinalei. We want to have Malamdim. Malamdim rather to teach it in their chatzah. They rather not have to go to the Batik Nesiyas. And since it's easier to find Malamdim this way, so you're allowed to bring a Malamid into the chatzah and teach Tanaikis, even though they're coming from other places. You should know that this person is remembered for good. Yeshua ben Gamla Shmai. His name is Yeshua ben Gamla. Not Yeshua ben Gamla, Torah would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Who was Yeshua ben Gamla? Rashi says Yeshua ben Gamla was one of the Kohanim Gedolim in the Bayis Sheni. And I'm sure it's bothering the Olam. They remember the Gemara in Ksubas that says, how did Yeshua ben Gamla become a Kohen Gadol? So it says in the Gemara Yevamos that Marta Bas Baisis gave Yaneh HaMelech a Tarkov at a Dinri in order to place him as the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara was trying to say that he wasn't a big tzaddik, and he paid his way into his job. And this Gemara sounds like he was a big tzaddik. So Tosfos speaks out over here, Avad is a tzaddik gomer. Just the Gemara is saying there was other people more royal to be a Kohen Gadol than him, and that's why it was considered a taina that he paid his way in. But the Rishonim in Yuma say a different mahalach. It's a big yisoid. That the mahalach is, that they say there, is that Avada at that time, he wasn't such a big tzaddik when he became a Kohen Gadol. But he grew into his job. Sometimes when you give a person a choshev hashtalah, that alone makes him grow into a bigger person. And that's what happened with Yeshua ben Gamla. It's a, yeah. So the Gemara Vaita. What was the story with Yeshua ben Gamla? Shemetchila, mishesh le'av lam de'tayra, mishesh le'av le'am lam de'tayra. The Rav Moshe Horowitz explains like this. By the beginning, someone had a father who was a Talmud Chacham. He taught his child Torah. Misha ain't live. If his father was not a Talmud Chacham, the kid did not learn Torah. My drush, what was the part, where was the makar that the father was teach Torah? It says, V'lamatem oisam espanechem. And we darshan, V'lamatem atem, you teach them Torah. You teach your children Torah. But only someone who was a Talmud Chacham was teaching his children Torah. So therefore, eskinu, shiyum eishivim alam l'tenekes b'Yerushalayim. So Yeshua ben Gamla his first takana was to place Malam Tanaikis Rabbeim in Yerushalayim. Maidrash, Kimitziyan Teitzit Torah. He felt, the people, this is for Yeshua ben Gamla, so the people felt at that time, the place where Torah should be learned is in Yerushalayim. What's the pshat? Like Tosfos speaks out, Tosfos Diva Maskel Kimitziyan. Fishahoya, Roya Kedusha Gedoyla, Kahanim Oiskim Ba'avoida. So therefore, Yemechavan Libo Yosef Yerushalayim Lilma Torah. Like it says, that's why Maisa Sheni, why they bring Maisa Sheni up to Yerushalayim? In order that people should see the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Lech HaShemayim going on there and the Avoida going on there. So that was what they thought first. Vadayin, Misha Shla'av, someone had a father in Marilim Lam, they brought him to learn. Misha in La'av, which was a Yosoim, Loi Hoya Oila, he didn't go up to learn. V'lamad, Hiskinu, Sudim Masakin, Shima Shivim, Kol Plach Plach, Evi Plach, which means a country, like a county, that's a better word. Every county, there's more than cities. Every county had a yeshiva. When they were 16, 17, they went in to learn. Rabbi got angry at them. Mavet by v'yetze, they left learning. Because they're already older, already teenagers. Atcha ba Yeshua ben Gamla, until Yeshua ben Gamla came in. He was in a sack like this. V'tiken shiyu meyeshivim melamde tenoikas v'chol medino medino v'chol ir v'ir. He was misakin that you should make rabbeim and chadarim and places to learn in every medina, every city, big city, every small city, every year. 6, 7 years old, they came in to learn already. Tosfos speaks out, if he was a bari when he was 6, if he was a healthy kid at 6, and a little shvacher, it was 7. And al kaponim, that was his takana, and therefore now, what's the answer to our Gemara? That's a mitzvah. And therefore, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You cannot be ma'akiv, someone wanting to do the mitzvah in your property, and that is why you can open a tenaikis in your chatzah. Now, it's a big shaila in Shulchan Aruch, and they're shining already. This is dafka mitzvah Talmud Torah, or any mitzvah. Can I open a tzedakah organization in my rishus and say that l'chaira, it's a mitzvah, I can do anything I want. It's a big shaila in the Rishonim, the shaila, if it's huad d'mechol mitzvah, only mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and maybe we'll speak out some nafkaminas as we go along, but that's what happened with Shumagam. Shumagam had a takana, they left open chadarim, and therefore, he used those, and because of that takana, you're allowed to open up in your property. Zodim Arvaita, Amalei Rav, Rav Shmuel Bashilas. Rav Shmuel Bashilas was a Rebbe par excellence. We had it before in the Gemara with a story with him. He didn't see his garden for a bunch of years because he was busy with Talmidim. So he told Rav Shmuel Bashilas, Achis Loisakabel, until 6 years old, Loisakabel, don't Kabel Talmidim until 6, that's too young. Mekam Ve'elech Kabel, accept them, Ask V'lei Ketura. And give them Torah, like pour it in like a shar. You stuff a shar up with food, that's how you stuff them up with Torah. When you hit him, you have to hit the child. Only hit him with a shoelace, which means don't hit him too hard. The kari, because if he's going to be able to learn, he'll learn. The loy kari, if he's not going to learn, at least he'll be company for other guys learning. And Rashi says he'll find one day he'll start learning. Rashi says Rashi says don't hit him too much. You shouldn't leave and don't kick him out. But he'll come around. Akapadim, that is our Pshanana Mishnah, that Tanoikis, you cannot be Meicha even though it's coming from an outside noise, because when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, for sure, there's no right to be Meicha. Meisvet. We ask you a kash. Echa b'nei chasa, shvikish lasas reife. One of b'nei chasa wants to become a reife. Rashi teaches reife means a mile. Uman is a maker's dam. Vigardi is a tailor. Malamit tenoikis. B'nei chasa ma'akmala. B'nei chasa ma'akiv. So what do you see? Malamit tenoikis. The b'nei chasa ma'akiv. Our answer is, hachamayaskinim tenoikis da'akum. We're talking about the tenoikis that are being taught by a'akum, which means they're teaching him umnis. They're teaching him umnis. Not a Torah teaching umnis, which means even a Yisrael teacher also cannot teach Gemudei Chayil in the Chatzah. That's not part of the Kanon Shuvah and Gamla. Shuvah and Gamla is Dafka Torah. No, Goyish subjects and Goyish teachers. So it's Behuah and Yiddish teachers as well be the same halacha. Now, it says over here, one of the cases are here, a case of a Reife. Rash teaches a Moyel. And it says over here that this Moyel you could be Meicha on. It's a mitzvah. So on that, so it's a good kasha, and so in Shulchan Aruch, whatever, so Fi Shulchan Aruch holds the other mitzvahs also, so haki yimaych on this. So some answer, some of the gairis, like the Rambam, other gairis, roifei umon, it's one word. It's a roifei who does bloodletting. It's not the word of moil. A moil taka, you can't be meich on. But the Maaseh Rashi says moil, and you look at Shulchan Aruch also, it says, roifei oy umon. And the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, and Kufnav Vav Sif Gimel, paskins that any mitzvah. So it's like Sikkel Kasha. So you look at the Sma is the Sefer Me'iris Anayim. It's one of the Perushim on the side of a Shulchan Aruch. You have a Shach and a Sma in Choshe Mishpat. So the Sma says that Reife means a general doctor, not like Rashi. According to Shulchan Aruch, Reife means a general doctor. You can be Meicha on it, because that's not a mitzvah. Toshima. A similar question. Two people in the chotzer. Because shechem last is reife, but uman v'gardi. Rashi means Rashi says reife is a mayol. Uman is a blood letter. Gardi is a tailor. Malami tenoikis. Chaver ma'akev. See, malami tenoikis. Give me ma'akev. Everything tomorrow. Hakanami tenoikis. Ta'akum. We're talking about you teaching lemudei chol. Tashva. Mish yesh lebayis bechotzer ashutvim. Someone who has a bayis in a chotzer ashutvim. Someone the shutvim in this chotzer. Hareza. Lo yaskirenu, lo le roife, v'lo le umon, v'lo le gardi, v'lo le seif. So you cannot rent it out to a moyel, to a blood letter, not a tailor, v'lo le seif yehudi, v'lo le seif ha'amoyi. Not the seif yehudi or seif ha'amoyi, which Rashi learns means, seif yehudi means v'lami tenoikis. So chayretz, klo, you can't rent it out to v'lami tenoikis. And for the Gemara of Ma'eskinu, but seif ha'masa. I'm talking about seif ha'masa. What's a seif ha'masa? Rashi learns, Sefer Masa means like a principle. Malamei Tanoikis Ha'ir. U'moyshev Malamdim Tachtav. He has other Malamdim working under him. V'hu Moira Eskulam. He teaches all of them. Eich Yasu. V'yesham Kol Gadol. That already can be Moicha on. To have the principal living here. And all the Malamdim come in. He runs the whole Eish Das program from his house. That already can be Moicha on. That's what Rashi says.
A school for the
So Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Because it means a raya, Sefer Masa can't mean that. And there were Toysvis, there was Sefer Masa, the last line, Elanira, Kois Pirish Rach, Sefer Masa, Kosev Shtore Seir. That's what we're talking about. Someone writes a Shtore Seir, that's the Gemara starts. So the Gemara right there. Amar Rav, Mekon Shuv and Gamla Velech, Loi Mamtinon Yenuka Mosla Mosla. After Shuv and Gamla's Takana, every city has to make their own yeshiva. And you can't say, yeah, we're going to send the children of our city to the next city. That we don't do. It's a tekana. Every city has to have their own cheder, own place for teach tenoikis. No bossing. The city is mechuyev. The city is mechuyev to make the yeshiva. If you have a city, if there's only one person, so that's up to him, I guess. The city is mechuyev to do it. Beknishta, mamtina. But from shul to shul, that already is no taina. If you have one city and the shul has a cheder, you can bring it from shul to shul. If there's a river in between the two batei knesiyos, loy mamtina, then you're not mechuyev. You think there's a new yeshiva there because it's very hard for children to cross the river. If there's a wide bridge over the water, mamtina, then you could take him across the bridge. But if it's a little piece of wood, a plank of wood that people are crossing, and it's very hard for children to cross that, loy mamtinan. Again, you have to make your own yeshiva. Continuing with these halachos, b'amar Rava, sach mikri dardiki esim v'chamisha. The total amount of tanaikis per melamed can't exceed. We'll learn Rashi Pshat first, then we'll see Taisus. Can't exceed 25 children. The ika chamshin must be in tray. And up to 50, you could handle with two rabbeim. And up to 40, between 25 and 40, you have to hire a assistant. And the city has to pay for that assistant. So the bottom line is like this. Till 25, one rabbi. From 25 to 40 is a rabbi with assistant. From 40 to 50 is two rabbeim. Once you go over 50, you need two rabbeim and an assistant. That's what you need. That's a rush.
You said 40 and above is two rabbeim.
No, 40 to 50 is the rabbi. What happens for 50? So you need two rabbeim plus the assistant then. But 50 plus the assistant.
What?
Huh?
At 50, you need two rabbeim.
Plus our assistant. Because after 51, needs two rabbeim plus our assistant. Yeah. So that's a rash learns a sugya. Tosfos learns a little different. It's not talking about, it's talking about that when is the city mechuyev to shtel a rabbi? So the way Tosfos learns like this. When you have 25 children already, so then you have to hire melamed. And then when you have this amount of children, you're ready mechuyev to do this. It's a little different. It's a little different connection. Coming, when does the chiyev of the city start? Only after you have 25 children is the city mechuyev to make a cheder. That's how the Tosfos learns. Well, the Rashi's plan is, how many rabbeim does the city have to hire? So up 25 is one rabbi, and so on and so forth. Vama Rava, hai mikri yinuki the garis, vika achrini garis tvei. You have a rabbi who is teaching. He's teaching the studies, but vika achrini garis tvei, mine, there's one who is better. So loimis akinle, don't, just because you found a better rabbi, don't take the first rabbi, don't remove the first rabbi from his post. Maybe the new Rebbe will know that he is the best. No one's higher than him. He's not worried. He's very confident in his job. And he's very confident about not getting fired. And he won't do his job so well. So let the second best be the Rebbe. This way, at least he feels competition. Even if the guy was better, put him in. And don't worry about it. Kinas Seif from Tar B'Chachma. He's going to be worried. Rashi says, "Koshken kishchashvenu yidin leiv lias lamed yafa." Shadayev kinas chaveri. He's worried. His friend is jealous from him. Shesalkum upon of the guy who got removed will be jealous of him, and he's going to embarrass him. So therefore, he's very worried, and therefore make sure he does a good job. Rava mikri dardiki. Rava is like this. There's two rabbeim. One chad garz medayik. One teaches a lot, but he's not so medayik. He learns a lot. But he's not so medayik. They make mistakes once in a while. But chad daik legaris. The other one is very meduktik, but he doesn't learn so much. Who's better? Rava holds masvina hu degaris v'loydaik. The guy who teaches more, you put him as the rebbe. Why? Shabesh tovel nafka. They'll learn them from the mistakes. They'll change their mistakes. Don't worry about it. Rav dim radoy amar no masvina daik legaris. You put the one who's meduktik. Why? Shabesh tovel nafka. All. Once you make a mistake once. You make a mistake. I remember one time, one rabbeim said that he was in a shul, and there was like a 70-year-old dying for the Amid, and he said, "Anoisin l'shech vivina." So he made this guy, "Anoisin l'shech vivina." The guy thinks that, no, it's really "Anoisin l'shech vivina," by the way. Those who made some people, he made a mistake. So, "Anoisin l'shech vivina," he was saying that for years. "Anoisin l'shech vivina." You know, once he learned when he was 4 years old, that's where he said brach, because that was the end of it. So I upon him, "Kivan shabesh, kivan to all, the chsiv." Like, how do we know this idea that Shabbat came to all? It says in the pasuk that by Yoav was killing out Edom, and he was supposed to kill more people. He was supposed to kill the whole everyone, and he only killed his Zecharim. And of course, that got into big trouble. It says in the pasuk, "Kisheshes Chadoshim Yoshashim Yoav v'chol Yisrael ad Hichris Kol Zachar be'Edom." He also came to David. He came to David HaMelech. Amalei, he said to Yoav, "My time of Adachi. Why did you do this?" So Amalei, the way Mashal learns, he had a kavachayim. He said, "By Amalek, you only have to kill the zcharim. So you think by Edom, I have to kill more than the zcharim?" Amalei, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, "Timcha es zachar Amalek," that you only kill out the zcharim from Amalek. Timcha zachar Amalek. Amalei. So David Amalek told Yoav, "What do you mean? Vanan zecher kriinle, or zecher kriinle? Timcha zecher Amalek. Why are you saying zachar?" Amalei, "No, zachar akrein. They taught me zachar." So also Shaila the rabbi. They went to ask his rebbe. His rabbi was still alive. They asked him, well, how do you teach it? I'm like, hey, a Christian, how do you read this? I'm like, Zecher. So he says Zecher, but still it was a tain on him. Look at Tosfos printed at the bottom of the Chof Aleph Manal. Tosfos like this. Pirush Rach, the rabbi Akraya is Zecher, Kedin, but Lamaisi should have realized that his Talmud is making a mistake, and he didn't realize it. So Yoav came, Shakol Safsir, he took a sword, Lamiktele, to kill his rabbi. Amalei, Amai, why are you killing me? Amalei, the Chsiv, Oror Oysim Melech Hashem Ramiya. Curse the one who does Melech Hashem Ramiya, not in a good way, doesn't do it, he does it not perfectly, not good. So the Rebbe said, okay, leave it. Let it be an R. Leave it by R. It says the end of that pasuk. It's cursed the one who holds back his sword. Some say that he killed him. Some say he didn't kill him. And some not gurus. Yoav had this mistake because he grew up with this mistake of Zachar. Timche Zachar Amalek. He thought you only have to kill the Zachar, only the males. And because of that, it came to terrible mistakes. So you see that. Even this mistake, once you have a mistake when younger, it could fester and could stay along even when you get older and be to the level of Yoav.